Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I would now like to call the Sussex County Board of Adjustment meeting to order. Our first order of business for this evening will be the agenda. Are there any additions or corrections to the agenda at this time?
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to suggest to the board that case number 10199 and 10200 be combined with 10141 and 10142. That's a Edward Jacobson. That we were asking for a heights and a special use exception, and we held those over till tonight. So the special use exception and the height can be discussed tonight. Board so wishes.
She recommended that we bring the two in the back to the.
That's correct.
Incorporate them in the first two cases. Okay.
I so move, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Yeah, I have a motion by Mr. McCabe, and I have a second by Mr. Mills that we take case number 10,141, case number 10,142, and incorporate them with case number 10,199 and 10,200. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion so carried. Okay, next we'll have the approval of the minutes of our last regular meeting.
So moved.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve the minutes of our July the 7th, 2008 meeting. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Bertle.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the time and place for public hearings before the Board of Adjustment. There are a number of hearings this evening, and in order to proceed in an orderly fashion, the hearings will be conducted as follows. The application will be announced, and the applicant will be asked to come forward and be sworn in. The applicant will then present the case, explain the request, and present any exhibits or testimony in support of the application. The board may ask questions of the applicant as well as any of the witnesses. The board will then invite public comments. Supporters will go first, followed by opponents. Please identify yourselves by name and place of residence for the record. All persons must be sworn in order to speak. And please be concise with your statements and avoid being repetitive. The board may ask questions of supporters or opponents. Questioning of witnesses is permitted. However, the questions must first be directed to the board, and the board will then direct the question to the appropriate individual. Once all the testimony has been presented, the public hearing is closed, and the case is either voted upon, tabled, or taken under advisement for consideration at the end of the agenda. All board matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open session. All persons present may stay throughout the evening and view deliberations at the end of the agenda, or you may call the board's office in the morning for the results. And for the courtesy of those here this evening, if you have a cell phone or a pager, we would appreciate it if you would turn that off during the meeting.
Thank you, Mr. Burrell. First